Hello, this is Wayne Dyer. I'm going to talk in this tape about staying on the path. The use of the word path needs to be clarified right at the beginning. One of my very favorite people who was very influential in my life was a man named Carl Jung, who talked about man's search for his own spiritual awareness in many of his writings, and he devoted his entire life to studying matters of higher consciousness. He proposed that there were really four levels to the maturation process for human beings. He said at the bottom level, there is something called the athlete. Now, this isn't the person who is engaged in athletic activities at all, but this is the place in our lives, both as individuals and as a culture, in which we put the primary emphasis of our life on the physical, on our physical prowess, on the things that make us strong in appearance. In the early stages of our lives, as we begin the maturation process, we put our primary emphasis on being athletic or being a physical. Carl Jung described the second stage of maturation as the adventurist. And this is when you go beyond just look and focusing on your physical appearance and your own strength, and you begin to go out into the world and to make a name for yourself or to pursue your own objectives or to discover your own truths with your physical body. It's the period of when you have a lot of goals and you're really working at trying to get someplace else and become an adventurer. The third stage he called the stage of the statesman, or the stage of wisdom. And the stage of wisdom is when you begin to transcend your physical body, and you begin to transcend the idea of having to go out and prove yourself. And you put the primary emphasis on your life on being, on acquiring knowledge and being wise and being a statesman, that is doing something positive for other people and making the world a better place. The fourth stage of maturation he called the spiritualist. And this is the stage of maturity in which a person has transcended not only the physical and his need to have adventures and even his need to be intellectual and wise and a good statesman, but the need to find a spiritual path, to find the invisible part of ourselves, and to begin to know the divine that flows through all things. And this is the stage that I'm talking about in this tape. This is the path. It is the highest stage of maturation. It is getting on that path which has transcended the physical and transcended the need to be an adventurer and even a statesman, and to have a knowing inside of you that you are indeed a spiritual being, having a very temporary human experience. This is the path, and you will find it, and you'll get on it occasionally, and many, many times you'll slip. There will be people in your life, some of them you'll be married to, some of them will be your own family members and your own children and your own co-workers and your own lovers, who will not only be not on your path or on this path, but they won't even be on an entrance ramp to the path that you're on. They may be athletes, in the sense that Jung talked about. They may be adventurers. They may be into collecting their own wisdom. And they're all exactly where they're supposed to be and will not get to this path until the time is ripe. But getting on this path is one thing, and staying on it is another. This tape is being produced for you, by myself, and Hay House, in order to help you not only to find the path, but to stay on it, despite anybody's efforts to pull you off.